In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. By the way, our text line, which some of you are using, and I appreciate it very much, 307-200-8222. Somebody just sent me this. Democrat senator from Hawaii, Hirono.
Yeah, Maisie.
Asks Amy Coney Barrett if she ever sexually assaulted someone.
Did she literally say it that way? I mean,
yes.
Did Amy confess? Did she break down in tears? Oh, yes. Yes, I did. You know, I wish I hadn't done that so many times.
Unbelievable. Okay, so I also have, I know we're trying to get John's America on. If we do, we do. If we don't, we don't. I've got a texture I've been going back and forth, which, by the way, I appreciate everybody that texts me, whether you're on the right, the left, whatever. You know, it's all good. I don't care. But I've been texting this particular individual back and forth, and really over the CDC's numbers on actual deaths from COVID only, not the comorbidity, which we know. In fact, CDC has even said,
which ranges that 6 to 8%. Yeah,
6 to 8% is who really died only of COVID.
Right.
Everything else has comorbidity.
Right.
And so I've been going back and forth with this particular texter, and to the degree of saying that, you know, the reason why, and so this particular texter is, well, why, you know, why do you feel the numbers are so inflated then? I said, it's called dollars.
Yeah.
And this person's like, wait, you can't tell me that all these doctors, nurses, and so on are on the take. I'm like, no, I didn't say all the doctors and nurses were. I said, I think there are some doctors and maybe some nurses that are on the take for that. But as far as who gets listed as a COVID death, that's the admin side of the fence making that happen. And this person's like, well, there can't be that many people, quote unquote, on the take. I'm like, well, it doesn't have to be that many people. We're talking hospital admins that are being, you know, basically somebody at the top is telling everybody down below, anybody that comes in that remotely looks like they've got COVID gets labeled COVID, because the more COVID deaths and the more COVID hospitalizations we have, the more money we get, correct?
Yeah, they get 20% more.
Thank you.
Actually, right off the top, it goes to them from the feds.
Why is this so hard to understand?
No, I don't know, John, because you have cash-strapped hospitals across the nation, and you're telling them, I'm going to give you 20% more if you call this a COVID death. Well, yeah, it's a COVID death. I'll call my car a COVID car. Can I sell it for 20% more? I mean, and here's the big proof of all this, John. Here's the proof. And I've said this before, the average age of death for COVID is the same as the average lifespan of the average American. So people are dying of COVID at the same age as they die without COVID,
right,
which means that this thing is nothing but a viral comorbidity that gives them that final push if they are already substantially at risk.
Thank you.
Okay. That's why when we say only 6 to 8% have died of COVID only, and people say, well, yeah, but the rest of them wouldn't have died without COVID. You know, we had a guest on earlier saying they wouldn't.
Jordan
saying they wouldn't have died without COVID. Well, you know, and
real quick, everybody listening, I love Jordan Goodman, but keep in mind, Jordan.
Oh, love him to death. Great guy.
Jordan comes from the New York area where they've seen this inflated, if you would, death rate, because they even did something even far worse. They put people with COVID in nursing homes to infect the rest of the people that were in the nursing home.
And they mandated that the nursing homes had to take them.
So basically, they just killed off their elderly on purpose.
Right. And now the WHO has come out and said, basically, they want the entire world to be Florida. They want the entire world, yes, to open up, but shelter the vulnerable.
Right.
And
which is what we should have just done to begin with.
And so Florida is looking at the WHO and saying,
yeah, morons.
Weren't you supposed to include an apology to us at the end of this? But, John, for crying out loud, if the average age is the same, whether you have COVID or not, you're going to die at the same average age. Obviously, this is simply a comorbidity that puts you over the edge. And here's another thing that really gets me. You know, he was saying, Jordan was saying, well, we need the vaccine. We need the vaccine. We need the vaccine. I don't care. You're one who probably wouldn't take it. Nope. I may or may not. I have no idea. My wife won't. I don't really care, quite honestly, because I don't care about COVID. Okay. But here's what really gets me angry. The same people who say that we got to have a vaccine, geez, once we have a vaccine, we're all going to dance through meadows together. It's all going to be beautiful, are the exact same people who come down on President Trump for comparing COVID to the flu. And yet the flu kills 40 to 60,000 a year.
Every year.
And it has a vaccine. So COVID, you say, well, it's killed 212, 215. First of all, those are really exaggerated numbers. We already went into that.
That's right.
But let's be nice. Let's be generous. Let's say, okay, all of those are legitimate COVID deaths. Why not? That all happened without a vaccine. Every year, 40 to 60,000 people die of the flu that does have a vaccine. So wouldn't Trump be right by your own standards? If you're saying a vaccine would fix COVID, that would mean that if we had a vaccine, how many would be actually dying of COVID? 40 to 60,000 a year, right?
Theoretically, yes.
Theoretically, it'd be way, way less.
And actually, I think it's
less. If the thing actually works.
And I think it's actually less than that, because if you look at even, make sure I say this correctly. So, you know, we know H1N1 is rough on elderly, correct?
Yeah, only H1N1 is more across the board. COVID is more targeted to the elderly. But H1N1 hits the elderly, too.
And by the way, to prove some of what we're talking about, I had this article yesterday that Joe had sent me. I didn't get a chance to get to it yesterday, and I don't know why, but most people don't know this. There's a little known fact in the animal world that most people aren't talking about. Minks, you know, mink coats, things like that. Minks, you know, that animal.
Yeah.
They're dying by the tens of thousands from COVID. But guess who in the mink population is dying?
Who?
The older minks, not the younger minks.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm not joking.
I believe you.
This
I just
is true.
Had not heard.
Which just goes along with what you just got done saying, which means COVID is, in fact, a virus that affects those that are more compromised or older more so than it does those who are young, even being proven in the mink population right now. So 10,000 minks have died in Utah fur farms, but they're all elderly minks.
I'm going to buy some coats.
Yeah, you'll be probably be out there. Yeah, probably a big sale on them here in the not-too-distant future. I didn't know there was Utah. I didn't know there were big mink farms in Utah, did you?
No. But
I had no clue.
Utah's a strange state.
They have. So there's Utah.
I want to have a mink ranch. I want to be a mink rancher.
So nearly
rope them out on the open range.
Nearly 10,000 minks, creatures known for their luxurious silky pelts, have died in the past 2 weeks at 9 fur farms in Utah. This was as of Friday morning. So the virus was discovered among the animals in the U.S. earlier in August, shortly after ranch workers tested positive. So basically the ranch workers got it, gave it to the minks, not the other way around.
Right.
And since all of the more elderly minks have died.
And guess what's going to happen? The mink population will rebound big.
Yeah.
Because of the strength of the young ones.
Yeah. That'll be fine. It'll take a little while for that to come back, but it'll come back.
But can you see?
But it just proves the point of what you were talking about earlier with the elderly population. That's why I wanted to compare that, because it's true even on the animal side.
Yeah. It absolutely is.
It's no different.
This is, as I keep saying, it's a viral comorbidity, folks. It's not a plague. The plague wiped out a third of Europe. This has killed, even by stretched out numbers, less than one-tenth of 1% of America. And
that's the same worldwide, by the way, folks.
Yeah. And people are dying at roughly the same age with or without it.
Right. I mean, think about it this way, folks, where you're listening to folks, and I love Jordan Goodman a lot. He's a great guy. I get it. But again, I think he's skewed by the area that he happens to live in. But if you look at even worldwide, we've got, 7.2 or 3 billion people in the world, and we've lost 1 million people to COVID worldwide.
Can I take another shot at somebody who is not here to defend himself anymore?
Sure,
and that's
sure,
Jordan.
Sure.
But nobody was talking about one reason that people are fleeing the cities is because the cities are also getting overrun by COVID, right? And he said there were other reasons. He mentioned
I disagree with him on that one.
Well, But, you know, I will agree on one thing. There is more COVID in the cities. But think about that, John. The cities are where you have had by far the strictest masked mandates.
Biggest lockdowns.
Yeah, the biggest right. lockdowns.
Biggest
lockdowns,
biggest mask ordinances, and so on. And protests, by the way.
And biggest protests.
Charlie's and riots.
Charlie, you had to throw that wrench in the works. Stop that. We were doing so well. I was on a roll. Here you've got the biggest mandates. You've got the biggest mask things, the biggest distancing, right?
Yep.
All this kind of stuff in the inner cities, and yet the inner cities are where you have the biggest spread. How does that work? Well, you know, but more people, far more people are dying. Yes, but Jordan.
Because these things are worthless, by
the way. Is it connected to, right? Well, he said he's all for masks. He's all for masks. Yeah. Oh, okay. Then the states where masks are more mandated should have a lower death rate per million, right?
We don't.
It's not true.
No, it's not.
No. South Dakota
has less than we have.
Less per million than we do. And we have the big mandates. They have none.
Yuppers.
I mean, look, it's I'm not anti-science. I'm just pro numbers.
No, and I've said it before, too, and I said this yesterday. I'm not anti-science either, but no. I want the data to back up the science. And when the data is not backing up the science, it's junk science, right?
Right. This is what gets me right now, John, is all these people saying science, science, science. I love science, but not when it's divorced from numbers. You can't have science that's divorced from numbers.
When the numbers start to disagree with the science, that means the science is junk. That's my feeling.
Right. Means you have a bad theory. It's called testing a theory. When the numbers go against...
I.e., our scientist in Colorado, the quote-unquote doctor that's behind polls in all of the shutdowns that we have, said that as a country, we would have 4 million deaths.
Yeah.
Okay? That's the guy. The same guy running Colorado, basically, right now, and running our health in Colorado, is a guy that said we'd have 4 million deaths across the country. This guy is so far out there, whacked out on, I don't know what he's smoking, drinking, eating, or snorting, but he is so far off basis that his science to me anymore, I don't care what the guy says, he's cried chicken, you know, he's cried wolf way too many times. He doesn't matter anymore to me.
Right, right. And our lives are being run by Polis. Taking the advice of this guy who projected 4 million deaths. We're not even going to hit 250,000. He projected 4 million deaths. And meanwhile, the CDC just came out and said that between 85 and 92% of people who get COVID are getting it with masks on. And what does Jared Polis do? He says, I'm for the science.
Keep wearing your mask.
Jared, here's the problem. And by the way, it's not Jared, it is...
Kevin.
Kevin Polis, here's the problem. You hate science because you hate numbers.
Yep. Barber's Foods. By the way, Greg Bloom is going to join me tomorrow. We'll talk about Barber's Foods. In fact, at the 3:30 mark, we're going to have the folks from Beeler, the pork side of the fence, calling us and talking about what they do differently, and looking forward to that. So Barber's Foods. In the meantime, if you want to order anything from Barber's, there is 2 pounds of free ground Wagyu with every order. Just put in beef at the checkout. Beef at checkout. We're going to talk to Beeler tomorrow, though. So in the meantime, barbersfoods.com. And don't forget to pre-order, that great salmon that we talked about a few weeks ago. So that'll be coming in here in the next couple of weeks. So beef at checkout gets you 2 pounds of free ground Wagyu.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. In September and October, Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from. So buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barber'sFoods.com.
Flesh and Beck, folks, if you've been involved in an accident, things aren't moving forward. I say this all the time, but I mean it. Call Kevin. And accidents happen. It's not your fault. Something else, you know, somebody else ran into you. Something, damaged you. You had a slip and fall, whatever the case may be. get with Kevin and make sure you're represented correctly. He's not afraid to go to trial, and he's just a real guy. You'll hear that in this next ad. Kevin's just a good, everyday guy that wants to help you get what you've got coming. 303-806-8886. It's fleshlawfirm.com, F-L-E-S-C-H, fleshlawfirm.com.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law.
So you're required now to wear a mask.
Yes.
So you go to the restaurant, it says wear the mask, so you wear the mask. You enter in, though, and now you got to fill out this form. It's all this contact tracing stuff.
Yes.
What's legal, what's not, what should you do, what shouldn't you do?
I would put down all the wrong information.
So you would go eat dinner there and just fill it out incorrectly?
Yep, I did it last night. They asked me for my cell phone number and I gave them the wrong number. So you have every right not to. Or you have every right to give them the information that isn't accurate.
If you've never been in before, they're asking you for the info, it's the first time you've been in, just give them the wrong info.
Right.
I'm Bill Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not applying for a mortgage,
no,
I'm getting a burger.
Exactly. That's exactly right. That's why I was there to meet a potential new client. I had some chips and salt. Salsa and water. I don't think I need to. I have contact tracing with my chilies.
It's not that big a deal.
Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Common sense legal advice. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886.
All right, Gino's Auto Services next, folks. Get your vehicle ready for winter. We see the signs all over the place, you know, from CDOT saying, get your vehicle ready. Winter's coming. And yes, it is. We saw the high country got some snow this last weekend. It's just around the corner. Leaves are changing now, so it won't be long before snow is on the ground. Make sure your vehicle is ready for all of the winter travels. Ginosautoservice.com. Ginos with a J, 303-794-6700.
For over 37 years, Ginos has been your go-to auto service shop in Littleton for all of your car repair and maintenance needs. This month, take advantage of Gino's engine and cabin air filter special and receive a NAPA $20 gift card. Do you want to breathe better air in your vehicle? Your cabin air filter helps to remove pollen, dust, smoke, and pollutants from the air inside your car. It's recommended to change your cabin air filter once a year in Colorado. Your engine air filter prevents dust, dirt, and contaminants from your engine. With any service, we'll do a free battery check to get you safely back on the road. Gino's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers, honoring warranty work you may have had done. Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off for service and pick up when ready. Gino's is a Colorado Select member and conveniently located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Check out Gino's Google reviews or call us with any questions. Visit Gino's online at ginosautoservice.com.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. By the way, thanks for today. We really appreciate it. We've talked a lot of things today, money, COVID. Funny how some of those kind of go hand in hand, right?
Yeah, they really do.
All right, so I have something that I want to play because it's Joe and it's funny, and I can do it because it's our show and we can play this.
Okay.
Okay? And if you guys didn't see this, you know, am I making fun of Joe? Yeah, I'm making fun of Joe. Guy can't remember anything. Got my sound up, Charlie? Here we go.
If you may remember, I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon, the governor, okay? And I took him on. If you may remember, I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon, the governor, okay?
Romney.
Wow.
You know, I'm running against that Mormon.
Wow.
What?
You know, Joe Biden needs to be taken to Utah and he can just tend after the minks. You know, let Joe could be a professional mink petter.
That's the guy that the left has running to be president of the United States. John, yeah, remember when I ran against that guy, the Mormon, you know, that guy.
Mink petting is very important and you can only have the best people do it. And I think he's qualified. I think he has what it takes because we both know he loves to sniff and he loves to pet.
Yeah, he'll sniff him.
I'm going to get a tattoo with mink hair, just so you know. Can I do that? Well, you have a problem with it. I'm going to get the entire interior of my car done in mink.
Poor Joe.
Joe is lost.
Joe's struggling, isn't he? It really is kind of sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. It is. It's sad, right?
When you get to the North Pole, you know, and you have a compass and the thing just keeps spinning, that's his head.
I had a meme last week that I read, by the way. I don't know. I don't think Andy was. This was on Wednesday I read this. So I'll read it again. But there's a meme, and he's got his glasses on, and he's pointing his fingers, and he says, I call the lady muffins. because muffin spelled backwards is sniffums.
Sniffums. Sniffum.
We're so bad.
That's great.
I thought that was a great meme.
You know, it's hard
to I call the ladies muffins because muffin spelled backwards is.
It's hard to maintain a family show and talk about Joe Biden.
It really is, actually.
You got to work at it.
Holy cow. That's the best they can do? Actually, that's not the best they can do. It's the best that the hardcore far lefty radicals can do.
Yeah, they said it's somebody we can sell because he's nice and he had a somewhat semi-moderate past and we can control him.
Right. Because their best, you and I have talked about this. We don't have a lot of time before we bring Liz Mayer on, but you and I have talked about this many, many times. Their best candidate, which I think would have probably beat Donald Trump this round,
Tulsi.
They left on the back of the bus there.
Tulsi Gabbard would have won, hands down. Not just against Trump, but Tulsi Gabbard would beat almost anyone.
Yeah,
she's that marketable, and she's sharp, and military, and everything they needed, and they threw her aside. And she's a socialist. It's like,
she's in their camp.
She's one of you.
She's as hardcore on that end of it as they are.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
That one I just don't get.
You know what? You know what? She reeks of sanity, and they can't take it.
No, because
she is at least a sane socialist.
She does talk sanely.
Yes.
Well, and here's the problem I have with Tulsi as well. She talks a really good game, but let me tell you what, she's a socialist through and through.
Oh, yeah.
But she talks a good game. She makes it sound like she's not one.
Well, yeah, but that's the whole point, John. She's a wacko who doesn't sound wacko.
But that's not what they want. They want them all to sound like wackos.
I know. Or to just be some doddering fool that the wackos can control.
Well, I think you just hit the nail on the head. They couldn't control Tulsi was the problem, because they couldn't, and that is a problem for them.
Right.
Even though she didn't need much control because she's already in their camp, she wasn't going to listen to them, and that was a problem for them.
Now and then, she would disagree with them and even call out her own side.
And that's not acceptable on that side.
No, you can't do that.
And that eliminated her, even though she would have been their best choice.
Yep.
All right, we'll come right back. Enchanted Kitchens is next, by the way. I said this earlier, I mean it. If you want a new kitchen by December, you've got to get hustling, folks. You can't be dinking around. So get that going today. Go to klzradio.com, get Enchanted Kitchens involved, help them be your design team, and get you all dialed in on a new kitchen. 303-376-7588.
The number one goal of the Enchanted Kitchens design team is to create a space that fits your daily life. Yes, you want a kitchen that looks nicer and more modern, but for you, the primary value of a redesign is the difference it will make in your everyday life. You need a functional, open space so you can have a pleasant day-to-day experience in your kitchen. Above all, you want a kitchen that works. At Enchanted Kitchens, you will partner with a professional team of designers who know how to ask the right questions to help you plan out the kitchen you and your family really need. As a Rush to Reason listener, after you've visited their experience center, the Enchanted Kitchens team will schedule a follow-up meeting in your home for free to assess your space and learn specifics, like how often do you entertain and for how many. In order to get the functional kitchen of your dreams, you need the Enchanted Kitchens design team on your side. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, if you want to pay for that kitchen we just talked about, Kurt can help you with that. It's easy. Call him today, 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thank you for joining us today. We do appreciate it very much. We're supposed to have Liz Mayer with us, but She is in the world of politics and consulting and so on. So if she is not available, then we will get her at another time. Easy enough?
Yep.
All right. So what all haven't we covered today that we were supposed to?
Did we mention much with Amy Coney Barrett?
No, we haven't really talked about it at all.
Let's just at least mention this much. And I'm going to pat myself on the back. Let me hurt my arm here doing this. Oh, gosh, that's a long reach. Okay, here we go. Ooh, I scratched it. That's a good spot. Okay. Anyway, I just want to give myself a little credit here because I said they would not go after her in any way near the ferocity that they went after the previous two guys. She's a woman, and she's well-spoken, and she doesn't have anything in her past. They're going to go easy on her, and they have. All they've gone after her on is things like, you know, their policies. We love Obamacare, we love abortion, and we think you threaten that. And so they've tried to pin her down on that, and she keeps coming back and saying, guys, I can't tell you.
Yeah, the case isn't in front of me.
Without a case in front of me, I can't tell you how I'm going to go to rule. That would be called prejudging, and I can't do that.
Right.
And so, you know, she's following, by the way, the RBG standard on that, okay? And so they're getting nowhere. They're getting crushed. She's making them look horrible. She's dancing on their graves. She's killing them up there. And all they have to go after her on is basically, we are liberals, and we don't see you as being an activist for our cause.
Yeah.
That's it.
Basically.
And her response is, I'm not here to be an activist for any cause.
I'm here to interpret the Constitution correctly.
Right.
Right?
Yes. But, you know, here's the thing.
By the way, they don't like that either.
No. Here's the thing, John. Here's what makes her a conservative, though. Is she a conservative activist? Yes. Here's why. Because if you love the Constitution, you are a conservative.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but right across the line, view after view after view, yep. You know, you could disagree on a few things. Gee, we should go to war here, shouldn't there? Things like that. But overall, if you love the Constitution, you are a conservative. Period. And she does. She's an originalist, and by that very definition, she's a conservative. And by that very definition, she is a threat to all they hold dear, and that is all they've been able to bring against her up on Capitol Hill. You're a threat to all we hold dear. And we disagree with this entire proceeding because, hey, we weren't able to put a judge through when we wanted. Never mind, they didn't have the Senate at the time. But, you know, right. Whatever. And that's all they got. It has been embarrassing.
Not the same situation.
No. No, that was a divided House. I mean, a divided Senate and President. And here we have the same. Go ahead.
By the way, some of the polls here recently getting a little better for Trump.
Eking up?
A little bit.
Well, you and I were both saying last week we thought that Barrett was going to shine.
Yeah, and we're only into like day one of this. Well, I should say Sunday, right? So Sunday, Monday, 2 days.
It's day two, but you know what? You're right. This is day one where it really gets going.
Right.
Because the real day one is really intro. And
as far as the reporting of it and such goes, we're really at day one, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Really, to have it bump up with only one day, I think that's that was my point. I think it's a really good sign given we're only one day in.
Oh, look, she is great for Trump. And I'm going to just say it again. She's his running mate. And Mike Pence loves it.
Mm-hmm. He's fine with it. He didn't care.
Oh, no. You're right. He loves it.
He's
like, but she
Yeah, you know why? Because Mike's a team player and just wants to win.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, but we can't have that. I got to vote my conscience.
Which, by the way, that's not Kamala.
No.
She's all in it for herself. I'll go as far as to say this. Do you think Kamala cares about Joe?
No.
I don't either. Thank you.
No. I mean, look, Kamala is thinking about being president.
Thank you.
She Only. Will be president if they win.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's the Harris administration. She already said that.
I know.
She already let that out of the bag.
That's so funny.
Okay, speaking of knuckleheads.
Yeah.
And I know you don't want me to do this, but I'm going to go here anyways.
Okay.
The Not Our Faith PAC. That's what it's called. Not Our Faith PAC, which is basically a bunch of quote-unquote bipartisan Christians. And I put quotations around that because I don't know how you could call yourself a Christian group, and I don't care if you claim to be bipartisan, but they have formed a super PAC to oppose Trump, and they're knuckleheads.
Yeah. These are people who are generally from the Council of Churches, the COC, and some more liberal seminaries. I got to be honest, John, a lot of
Are there any conservative seminaries left, by the way?
Not many.
Thank you.
Not many.
I agree with you, by the way. No, there's not. I agree with that.
And a lot of people, one thing that I noticed is, you know, I went through a Christian college and got my degree in the ministry. And one thing that I noticed was, since that college was run by like-minded people at that time, like-minded with these ones that you're about to talk about, nobody's faith increased while it was there. They either had their faith shipwrecked, or at very best, it held even. Because they don't love God.
I got nothing.
Go ahead.
The ad, by the way, shared with the Associated Press in advance of its release, says Trump has used Christianity for his own purposes.
Oh, sure.
Invoking imagery of the Republican president's photo op outside of a historic Washington church amid the summer's racial justice demonstrations. Urging Christians to break from Trump, the ad states that they don't need Trump to save them. The truth is that Trump needs Christians to save his flailing campaign. Well, the truth is, yes, Trump needs everyone on his side to make sure things continue to roll forward. But I don't think if you're a Christian and you think you need Trump to save you, then you're not much of a Christian.
This is true.
Right?
Yes, I would agree.
And by the way, I don't think most true Christians would agree with that they think Trump is there to save them.
No.
Most real Christians don't look at it that way.
No, we think he's a really good president.
He's there because he's advocating for our side. Let's say it for what it is, right?
Right. I have never needed my president to be a Christian. I want a president who allows me to be a Christian.
Yeah, I want a president that's going to work for me.
Yes. He's an employee, folks. He's not a savior.
He's not a pastor.
We're hiring him.
He's not the Messiah.
Yeah.
Nor do I want him to be.
Yeah, and by the way, this group puts out other justifications and rationalizations in their statement that gets into basically wanting socialist policies.
Of course.
They're hardcore socialists.
Because some of these people think that the scriptures are full of socialism, which they're not.
No.
But that's what some of these people think.
Never, ever in scripture, you know, especially the New Testament, because the Old Testament, at least you had a theocracy, right? You had a God-guided government. So the people were, you know, you see what I mean? The people of Israel. So you can at least look and have some faint form of socialism in that case.
Yeah, but in the beginning.
But it wasn't.
But really, in the beginning, when it was the children of Israel and judges, which is the way God set them up.
Right.
Which basically was the children of Israel and a great pastor that was connected to God.
Right.
Okay, let's just say it for what it is.
Yeah, the kings were a punishment.
but the people wanted the king.
Yeah.
So God said, okay, if you want to be like all the rest of these knuckleheads that are out here, so be it. I'll give you a king.
He's going to rob you blind.
You know, have at it. And by the way, you pick the first one and I'll pick the second. Exactly what he did, right?
Yeah. I'll give you guys one.
Literally, the people kind of picked the first one, Saul. He turned out to be a dismal failure.
Right.
And then God chose David.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do I have it right? I think I have it right.
You have it very right.
Thank you.
But if you look in the Bible, there is never is it advocated that charity should be put in place by the government robbing one group and giving to another group. That's nowhere in Scripture. And that is the entire foundation of socialism. Socialism is entirely based on theft.
Yeah, I'll go one step further.
Forced taking from one to another.
Other than the Levitical priests, Andy.
Yeah.
Tell me any place in Scripture where you retire.
I don't know of any.
It's not there.
Right.
It doesn't exist. No, nowhere is retirement in the Bible except for the Levitical priests, which I'm not of. Neither are you.
No. Pretty sure. Let me check.
Last I checked, you
weren't. Through my role. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, also you have if a man will not work, he will not eat. You know,
and the worst of sinners is the guy that can't provide for his family. I'm paraphrasing, but
right.
That's in Timothy.
Yeah, another one that they try to use is they'll say, well, look at the early church. No one had anything that was his own. Oh, wait a minute, folks, you're forgetting something. Everybody who was in the church was there by choice.
Thank you. Nobody was forced to be there.
They chose to be in that community, the body of Christ, in which they would then share all that they had in that community. There was no secular government taking from and redistributing to the people.
Don't give me the Ananias and Sapphira, you know, situation where they lied and got in trouble, and don't give me that as the government was basically making them do certain things. No. They're of their own free will to lie and hide and do the things that they did.
Yeah, it wasn't how much they gave, it's that they lied about
the fact
what
that they
gave.
Were lying.
Yeah.
Right?
If you lie on your taxes, how's that go?
Not very well.
Not very well. Okay. And in this case, God just did a little bit of his own justice on that. Look, there is no socialism in the Bible.
No, it doesn't
period.
Exist, folks.
And as I've often said, the very foundations of the Bible are choice, reward, consequence with the two trees, right? You choose this, great reward, that one, great consequence.
And by the way, that's all the way down. That's all the way through Scripture.
All the way through Scripture.
Abraham and Lot.
And all,
right?
Yes.
I mean, keep going.
And what does socialism do at every turn? It lowers
the choices.
It lowers the consequences for bad choices. It lowers the rewards for good choices, or it removes choices
Mostly it removes choices altogether.
Exactly.
You don't have a choice anymore.
Exactly.
You're going to get X.
When you take from this person and force that person to give to this person, first of all, you're taking away their choice to give. Right, there goes choice. But secondly, what are you doing? You're punishing whatever they did in their lives to accrue wealth. Mm-hmm. And rewarding whatever this other person did to not accrue wealth.
Goes back to Joe's story in the last hour about Russia.
Yes.
And the bread lines.
There is nothing, nothing Christian in the left, in socialism, in liberalism. Nothing.
No, you take God out of the equation.
Right. And so I look at these Christian leaders. Do I challenge whether or not they're...
And by the way, put quotes around Christian leader, please.
Yeah, let me get to that in a moment.
Thank you.
Do I believe that they are Christians because they claim it? No. Yeah, I don't know. That's between them and God, but I will say this. Their beliefs aren't.
No, their actions aren't.
Right. And I don't say that because they don't Trump.
I said this, Trump. I said this the other day on a post where I was on my brother's, I don't know why. I do think sometimes I shouldn't. I'll admit it. So I'm on my brother's page and somebody's on there, you know, commenting about, you know, who they should vote for. They just can't vote for Trump because of all the things that he said and the violence that he's incited. And I just piped right back and I'm like, first of all, what violence? Second of all, so you're going to be a Christian and vote third party, which basically means that you're throwing your vote away and you're going to vote for the unborn child to be killed.
Exactly. Evil triumphs when good men do
nothing.
And you're going to step aside with third-party vote that will do nothing and allow evil to triumph. Let me ask a real quick question to you, and we'll close on this before the break. John Rush, how can Trump be inciting all this violence if his followers aren't doing any of it and the other side is doing virtually all of it? Okay? Since the other side doesn't listen to Trump, they listen to their leaders. They listen to AOC, Biden, and all these. If Trump is inciting violence, how come his followers do virtually none of it?
Well, it's because it's TDS. If you don't know what TDS is, look it up.
I do.
It's Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to. TDS.
Well, gee, he makes us so angry. That's why I'm beating you with this bat.
Basically.
The devil made me do it.
Basically.
Flip Wilson.
Yeah.
the great comedian.
He was so funny.
Yes.
Just a side note,
he was really funny.
All right, Novus Auto Glass is next. Had a great time down in Colorado Springs with the location there, but they've got locations all up and down our entire listening audience. If you need something done with your windshield, a repair, a complete replacement, whatever it happens to be, and they work with all insurance companies, and we'll even start that process for you if needed. Go to rushtoreason.com/Novus for a location near you. rushtoreason.com/Novus, and that's N-O-V-U-S.
Novus means innovate. As the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
Stream Auto Repair, get your vehicle ready to go for winter. Don't forget, starting this week, Cooper Tires have a $70 rebate. They still sell you those tires at cost. Plus, there's a 15% discount for Rush to Reason listeners. Go to klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair will help you prioritize your vehicle's maintenance. You know there's a lot more to maintaining your vehicle than just getting your oil changed, but it seems like every time you go to the shop, the mechanic finds 10 things wrong, and all of them need to be fixed immediately, or there could be dire consequences. In your experience, very few auto repair shops will level with you about what's most important to fix right now and what could wait until later. The team of ASE-certified technicians at Extreme Auto Repair do their best to inform you about your vehicle's factory-recommended maintenance without using scare tactics to pressure you into spending more money. They have a reputation among their many repeat customers of only fixing what needs to be fixed, not more. At Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, you can trust their team to tell you what needs to be fixed when. Find out what your vehicle really needs at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
When politicians want to raise taxes, they're supposed to give you a say in the matter. They're not supposed to sidestep the law and make you pay more without your approval. But that's exactly what politicians are doing. And that's why we need Proposition 117. Proposition 117 gives us, the taxpayers, a voice. It allows us to vote on large fee increases, which we all know are just hidden taxes. For far too long, politicians in Colorado have raised the cost of car registrations, health insurance, and even hospital stays without giving voters a choice. They get away with it by calling their cost increases fees instead of tax hikes. Voting yes on Proposition 117 would change that and stop the hidden tax hikes. Vote yes on Proposition 117 to give Coloradans the voice they deserve. Paid for by Unite for Colorado. Katie Kennedy, registered agent.
GIA Insurance shops the entire market for the right plan at the best price. So they must be more expensive, right? Wrong! All of that valuable market research comes as a free benefit to you from Paul and his team at GIA. Get more without paying more.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Been a great show today, by the way, and we have just sped through almost 3 hours here, just a few minutes left. And we do appreciate each and every one of you listening. By the way, you can always find us on rushtoreason.com. You can find all of our podcasts, which are on SoundCloud as well. And try to get up on the website. Make sure I say this correctly. Try to get on the website, what we're going to do each day for topics and things like that. So follow that if you would. We do appreciate it very much. And we were talking in that last segment about the Not Our Faith pack. And you're going to see some of you that are out there listening, Christians or not, you're going to see some, you know, quote-unquote, faith-based ads going against Trump. Just remember everything we've just talked about in this last segment, and the fact is, no, they are. I don't consider myself of those individuals' faith because I don't think they have the same faith I have, and they definitely don't have the same politics I have. Not even close.
No.
In fact, I think they're knuckleheads, which is my own opinion.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, for people who say, hey, you can't question somebody's faith, the heck
I
can't.
Yes, I can.
Look, many will come on that day and say, Lord, Lord, did we not cast out demons and do all this stuff in your name? And what is he going to say to them? Depart from me. I never knew you. Look, how do you know false prophets? By their fruit.
That's right.
Okay, so I can look at these guys, these leaders of these institutions, these people putting out this letter. I can look at their beliefs. I can look at the fruit of what they do, and I can say, that looks like a false prophet. Now, ultimately, do I know between them? And I'm going to leave that between them and God. But I can say they're certainly not a good Christian leader.
All right. How will COVID impact this year's ski season? There's an article in the Wall Street Journal. More face masks and, spacing and things along those lines. There's an article in there talking about how certain areas of the country are going to handle things, you know, according to basically, I think, their state, what they're going to allow and so on. And it was... I thought this was interesting. The sport includes an element of risky behavior when it comes to viral infection, such as the closeness of riding lifts and trams and a tendency to huddle in lodges over bowls of chili. Okay, so...
That's true.
Yeah, who cares?
That's true with the flu, too.
I go back to what I told Jordan earlier. I'm at a point, folks, and I'm not trying to be mean or rude, and I understand some of you listening have loved ones that have died from COVID and so on, or, you know, even some comorbidity things. And I get that. My heart goes out to you. I understand that. And I'm sorry. But I'm not going to stop living life because of your sorrow.
No. John, can I ask you a question? Would it really be so bad to, first, of course, shelter the vulnerable, right? But then look at everybody else and say, okay, starting tomorrow, be it going into theaters, going on ski lifts, going wherever, it is all now at your own risk.
It should have been that way from the get-go.
Yeah. And you will now live life at your own risk. And if you cannot protect yourself in those circumstances, then you've got problems. But let me tell you something. If you are an at-risk person, if you're in one of those categories,
then we are asking you to shelter yourself. Yeah, and or take the risk that comes with not.
Right.
And by the way, if you're of that age and you still want to live life and you're willing to take your chances, then so be it.
Yeah.
Have at it.
Yeah. Because this idea of pushing it off. Oh, we've got to hold it down. Oh, okay. What about those people who do have to be sheltered because they're at risk? Let me ask you this, John. How many years, decades, or millennia do you want them sheltered?
I don't. That's up to them. Let them decide.
Because we're preventing herd immunity to where they can reenter society.
I know. It's like I said yesterday to the one author that we had, and by the way, he agreed with me, and the first time I'd even come up with this analogy, I don't know why I didn't think of it earlier. So the doctors and epidemiologists that are basically running things today, Andy, are very much like the same people that write our life insurance policies. So when you go to get a big life insurance policy, in fact, anymore, it doesn't have to be a huge life insurance policy, but if you wanted tomorrow, Andy, to go out and buy $1 million life insurance policy,
all right,
you personally, you would have to go through a screening process. You'd have to answer this big, long questionnaire, and they're going to give you all these things that you can't do moving forward if you want that $1 million life insurance policy. Or if you do certain things, they'll either exclude you from their policy and not insure you or charge you a higher rate.
Right. Okay? Smoker or whatever.
But for the most part, you're going to have to pass a health assessment test to prove that they can insure you for that $1 million life insurance policy. So really what we've got with COVID and these epidemiologists and doctors running the country right now is basically like the underwriters of a life insurance policy telling you what you can and can't do if I'm going to write your policy.
Right.
It's exactly the same thing.
Only there's one big difference. One guy is only saying, I will or will not write you the policy. The other guy is saying, I will or will not let you live your life. I mean,
yeah.
My gosh.
But think about it. It's the same.
These
guys have gone so overboard that it's essentially just like the underwriter that basically tells you in a life insurance policy what you can and can't do. So if you drag race, if you ride snowmobiles too fast, if you ski the black slopes, or the diamonds or whatever they are, I'm not a skier, but you get my drift. I mean, if you do all of these dangerous activities, you scuba dive, you do this, that, and the other thing, then we're not going to write your policy, you know, because if you want that policy, if you want to be safe, then we'll write your insurance policy. That's basically everybody that's in charge of the shutdowns and so on right now is if you want to be safe, we're going to keep you locked in at home.
Right.
It's the same situation. It's no different. And you know what? I'm saying, you know, I'll take my risk. I want to go in public. I want to go do things. I want to socialize. And I'll take the risk of getting COVID.
Yes.
That should be on me.
And here, John, the reason that they don't want you to have that freedom is very simple. If John Rush has the freedom to say, okay, at my own risk, I'm going to not wear a mask and I'm going to not socially distance. And now I will go into this restaurant where they don't spread the tables out anymore. And I will go to this sporting event where everybody's next to each other and so on and so forth. If John Rush has the freedom to do that, you know what's going to happen within 2 weeks? There are going to be tens of millions of John Rushes.
I know. That's the problem.
All that fear that Jordan was talking about, that fear
goes
is out
away.
There. It's crippling the economy. I know it is, Jordan.
Yeah.
It is crippling the economy because it's being buttressed, built up by these restrictions.
That's right. Well said. Purify Chevrolet is coming up next, folks. And no matter what, when you want to get a new or used car, it's the place to go. They'd love to help you out. They got a full showroom of new cars, and of course they've got a bunch of used cars on the lot as well, and they'll even buy your used Corvette or late model SUV or truck as well. So if you're looking to get out of something, they'll help you. If you're looking to get into something, they'll help you as well. 303-659-8311. Purefoy Chevrolet, find new roads.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I did hear from Liz Mayer. She had some medical things that went on today that she could not join us, so she will be with us next week, so I appreciate her getting back to us. But myself, Andy, and Charlie signing off. If you guys missed the first hour, please catch it next. We had a great hour with Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man. Otherwise, I'll be back tomorrow. Greg Bloom's going to be with me from Barber's Foods, as well as Health and Wellness Wednesday. We'll have Dr. Julie Marchio on, plus a lot of other guests tomorrow. So join us then. Have a great night. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.